This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. And good morning, my friend. Here we are on Wednesday, July 13th. It's the Wednesday Morning Talk Show, and I'm Terry Toad alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Good morning, Uncle Ralphie.
Morning. Morning.
How are you today, this fine day, sir?
Well, I'm still fighting a little
retinal
problems, yeah. But then we're getting there. I'll go back Monday and see what the retina specialist says.
Personally, I think you look pretty cool with those sunglasses on.
Well, you know, I searched all over to find a pair that would I could wear like here or go where it was a little darker and stuff, sure. And I finally found a pair. And because it is so sensitive to light, if I took these off in here, it wouldn't be 2 minutes. It'd be watering and burning. It's so sensitive to light, and I'm hoping it'll get over that.
But you look pretty cool with the shades.
Cool,
on.
Man.
Yeah,
you're just cool. Call me Joe Cool.
Joe Cool. Well, yeah, I'm sure you've been called a lot of things.
Well, I had a guy tell me, you know, and this, you like these kind of people for friends. I had a guy walk up to me and he said, "Hey, Niehaus, where's your white cane and your cup?"
And with friends like that, who needs enemies?
Can you imagine a nice guy like me getting a comment like that?
How about that? Yeah, well, payback is heck. There'll be a retribution, I'm sure.
I'm sure there will.
Joining us in studio, Amanda Cole. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's good to have you here. And Amanda's going to bring some sanity to this whole conversation.
Yes.
In a few minutes, we're going to talk about the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation, some of the things going on with that. We talk with them, with Amanda or whoever represents that organization about four times a year. And we'll take care of that. But first thing, we got to do a little business. Our buddy Terry Plummer sponsoring the program, Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. Back with more in 30 seconds.
At Plummer Funeral Home, our reputation stands as a testimony to the quality and fair-minded services we provide. One of the most important services we offer is the opportunity to make final arrangements in advance. There are many important decisions to be made, and no one knows better than you what you really want. Come talk with us and make your wishes known. You'll be surprised just how much better you'll feel. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
Again, we have Amanda Cole in studio talking to us about the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation, which has been a hugely successful endeavor here in this county. And obviously, a lot of counties around the state of Illinois, a lot of regional areas adopting the same type of approach to bring business to the county and to their various areas, and certainly our Economic Development Corporation, Montgomery County, has, I think, rated an A-plus for effort and the ability to do what it's done in such a short span of time. So big kudos to the Economic Development Corporation. Amanda, I guess one bit of news that we might just touch off right off the bat is Heather Hampton Nodal, who has been associated with this organization from the very get-go, will be stepping down and has other responsibilities that she needs to take care of, and so we wish her the very best.
Yes. Heather announced the end of June that she will be leaving the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation on July 22nd as the executive director. So our officers immediately, when they found this out, set up a search committee, and it's comprised of various individuals from around Montgomery County. And the committee's got to meet about twice now, and they're going to be planning some more meetings in the future, working on job description and figuring out what would be the best way to search out the next executive director.
Amanda, if beings were on that subject, and if there's some person out there that's an entrepreneur and thinks, well, I could do that, or I would like to do this, give us a little resume of what they might expect that they're getting into.
Well, it's a lot of things, though it's kind of hard to squeeze it down, but I'll try to do the best I can. One of the things that the person does is they help to provide vision and guidance for the board of directors, working with them to develop an annual or biannual plan of work. They also work with Megan Beeler, who manages our Montgomery County EDGE program, which is our business retention and expansion program. So they traditionally attend those visits with Megan. She does about 20 a year to 60 businesses. It's on a 3-year rotation schedule here in Montgomery County and provides the follow-up that's that's needed. So if the business says they have a concern with a state policy or they have an issue with local government or an entity that's providing them a service, then it's up to the executive director to do that follow-up, to build those partnerships, to build relationships, and to also follow up on any leads that the business or assistance that the business needs to provide. They also work with communities. It may be helping to get an enterprise zone expansion application approved, implemented, working with a business so that the business can apply for a federal contract. That process alone takes many hours of just filling out the CCR registration online form. It's online, so you assume it's simple. No, it takes hours, if not days, to fill that out. And if you don't fill that out, you can't even apply for a federal contract or a federal grant. So that's one form of assistance they can provide. They're going to be meeting with state officials, local officials, to build opportunities to work together, to let people in Springfield and in Washington, D.C. know what our needs are here in Montgomery County. Also meet with agency reps and find out what programs are available to assist communities or businesses here in Montgomery County. And other things that arise.
Well, number one, you have to be a dreamer.
Yep.
You know, it's always good to say, okay, this is what we should go for. And people will laugh and scoff and say, well, that's not possible. But then after you reintroduce the idea, maybe a time or two, plant the seed, water it a little bit, people say, you know, that might be a good idea. So you have to have the ability to dream, and you have to have the ability to be the squeaky wheel, because nobody's going to listen to you unless you're the squeaky wheel, especially in Springfield and in Washington. And this is one great aspect of this this organization is, and organizations rise and fall on leadership. And I think we've been truly blessed with some great people, including yourself, as part of this corporation.
Well, thank you. And I think the person has to be highly motivated and be willing to keep, you know, being that squeaky wheel. Projects and economic and community development don't happen overnight. They take years to build. They take years to come to fruition. And if you're not dedicated, if you're not willing to keep going up the hill again and again, no matter how many times you get knocked down, you will not succeed. You will burn out and you won't last. So we need that person that can keep that dedication and keep moving forward.
I always go back and similar, but aside from what we're talking here about economic development, I go back several years ago when a gentleman from the county board approached me and said, Ralph, we're thinking about starting to put a plan together to put rural water in Montgomery County. Would you serve on that board? And I looked at him and I said, you're planning on doing what? How long have you been out in the hot sun? And he said, no, we're serious. We're very serious. And we'd like you to be part of that. Well, you know, it was a pipe dream to me at that time, but after I agreed to be on the board and got into it, I said, I could see this was feasible and we could get it done.
And you don't always succeed.
No,
I mean, not. There are times, whether you're applying for some federal help, some grant monies, you know, you don't always succeed. You see, failure has to be part of, you know, the possibility of the game plan here. And so you have to be able to bounce back. And I think that's very difficult for people to do sometimes when you put so much work in. As you were mentioning, Amanda, all these forms that have to be filled out electronically and be filed. And I mean, there are deadlines you have to meet for certain parts of the grants. And then not to have it, not to be able to get it, it's frustrating at times.
It can be frustrating. I think what happens is those people, I consider myself one, I consider the glass half full.
Right.
So it's a learning experience. Even though we maybe didn't win that business or win those federal dollars or state dollars, there was still some learning that took place that makes me better, makes the organization, makes the community better. So next time we can compete and win.
That's, you know, sometimes we look at defeat as a terrible thing. But if you'll sit down and analyze defeat, a lot of times you learn things in there so that when you go back, you will be a better person or will present a better program to whatever you're trying to do.
Yes.
And I like to use the sports analogy here, and I'm big into that. But it's like a basketball coach maybe chewing on the ear of an official. He's not wanting to change that call. It's the next call he wants.
That's right.
And you know, a lot of times you put these applications in, you get your name out there. People notice Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation. Hey, they put together a pretty good plan here. Maybe they don't get the opportunity to take advantage of it this time. But the next time something rolls along, they say, hey, I remember these folks. You know, this is a, they put together a pretty good presentation before. Let's take a good hard look at this. So it's always not necessarily this call, it's the next call.
It's the future call.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And there's, and that's, you know, getting your name out there is so, so important. I mean, we could talk about you know, talking to your state legislators and the people that represent you. This is how stuff gets done. They remember you. They put a face to you. They say, "Oh, I remember these guys." Yeah.
And you know, I wasn't here in 2003 mm-hmm. or before that. I didn't actually come on board till 2005. But one of the reasons that this organization formed was because so many of the communities, they couldn't afford to have a staff member on their own who could go out there, who could solicit, who could work for them, get their name out there. And so they knew by pulling resources together and marketing themselves as a county as a whole, they would get a lot more wins. They could get their name out to the state a lot better. They could get it out federally. They could get it out in the business community. And hopefully that's what they've seen, results.
I always say, Heather, that any committee, whether it's economical development or whatever, any committee that's ever put together, keeping one thing, mind one thing, it's just like a wheel on a wagon. That wheel on a wagon is only as strong as the spokes that hold it together. And that is so true, because you have to have good people. If you come up with a plan, you've got to surround yourself with good people that believe in your plan and will help you make that plan work.
Yes, and that is, the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation isn't one person.
No.
It is multiple people. Yeah. It is 11-member board of directors who are all volunteers. And since I've been here in 2005, we've had changes in that board. We've had volunteers come and go. But those people, they give their time, they're dedicated, they believe in the cause, and they help to implement the plan. And then we've had the staff member of Heather, who originally was a volunteer, who then became a staff member, and we've loved having her in that role, and we're really going to miss her. But she's been dedicated to this process from the beginning. And then this year, in 2011, we were able to hire Megan on board.
Sure.
And that's been great, a great asset, another person who's out there fighting for us and working for us here in Montgomery County.
Two top-notch people, and obviously with Heather leaving, it's an opportunity though for the corporation to tweak the job description a little bit. Maybe we've learned a few things over the years, and maybe something needs to be tweaked, and for the new director to go on.
And I think, you know, as I said, it's so hard to just condense it into even 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Everything that you could possibly do.
Yes.
But depending on the person that's hired for the executive director, what talents, experiences they bring, it could change the direction, but that could be positive too.
Sure.
And sometimes people fear change, but there are so many things that we could be working on. We could be working on housing development.
Yeah.
We could be going down the fundraising avenue, considering the fact we are a 501c3.
Yeah.
So depending on what talents the person brings to the table and how they work with the volunteer group that we have, who knows?
Explain a little bit about the 501c, what that means. A lot of folks may not understand that.
The Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation is a 501c3. This is a designation that you have to get approved through the IRS to receive, and that means that any donations that received mm-hmm. are tax deductible by the individual or by the business. So if you're looking for a cause to donate to, this is a great cause.
It's a nonprofit organization.
Yes.
So you're allowed to have certain advantages. People have advantages of donating, being able to have it as a tax write-off. So another plus that people may not even realize it's there.
And people, and I'm sure you hear it every day, I hear it, Terry hears it, when we talk about Montgomery County and you people and other groups that are trying to do things, people say, well, what have we got to offer? Well, you look around Montgomery County, we got a lot to offer. There's a lot in this county to be offered, and challenges to get things done. You know, we're the county seat. You know, we've just got a lot of things going on for us.
I happened to be visiting a family member in Missouri the last week of June, and while I was there, I went in to a local bank that our family had done business with out there. I didn't mean to get into a bragging session, but this community has 3 colleges. In one county. And so, you know, I look at that and I thought, oh, wow, they must have tons of opportunity, you know, economic development, community development everywhere. And so I asked what was going on, and they told me nothing. They didn't know. They assumed there was no retention program. They were losing population. They were losing businesses, and they were scrambling. And so I just started saying, well, you know, I work for Montgomery County. They have 4 railroad lines and interstate. And this person's, I mean, the tongue fell out of the mouth. The eyes dropped. They're like, what? You have all of that? And you consider yourself rural Illinois? I mean, they could not believe all the assets that we have here in Montgomery County. And then when they found out, we actually had a group of people. And we had employees that were developing plans and working to market those assets and make Montgomery County a better place. They were sitting there thinking, we need to get on board. We need to do something like Montgomery County is doing, because they're losing everything and they don't have a plan on how to recapture that.
Well, if you don't fight for it, you're never going to have a chance to get it. So that's what this, that's the whole premise of the Economic Development Corporation. We're going to fight for our opportunity to get to take advantage of any economic money that may come along, anything that could help out the county. And you're right, Amanda, tremendous opportunities here with transportation, healthcare. I think we're very, very fortunate with healthcare.
Yes.
Not only in just in Montgomery County, but the area in general. It's pretty incredible when you think about rural America and where we happen to be. It's a pretty exciting.
We're in the center of a lot.
We really are. We really are. And people forget about this. I mean, it's just so commonplace to us. Oh, well, you know, this, that, and the other. But when you talk to people outside the area, they go, wow.
And you speak of medical facilities. You know, of course, we sit here between Hillsborough and Litchfield, but just look at the two towns and all of the general practitioners we have as doctors. We have two hospitals within a 10-mile area. Some counties don't have one hospital. You know, we're very fortunate in a lot of ways.
And not just your hospitals. I go back and I think about your volunteers, the fact that you have ambulance districts, that in a community someone doesn't have to wait for it to come out of the center. It's located there. There are resources. There are volunteers in the community that will help them get to where they need to go.
Fire departments.
I mean, it's just amazing the people in Montgomery County and how when they saw a need, they worked to address the need. And that may mean giving of their time, raising money, but they don't let anything go unturned. They just keep working to make Montgomery County a better place.
And we're the municipality isn't big enough to maybe support, quote unquote, a top-notch fire department. You have fire districts.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, absolutely.
And, you know, they cover that void. Like myself, that lives out in the country, you know.
Plus, we ought to also mention the educational opportunities. I mean, schools are just have been terribly battered with the lack of funding. But still, we try to put together good schools here that now have the opportunity to get their kids involved in college programs, college prep programs, which 10, 15 years ago would be unheard of. Mm-hmm. You know, you would bring up something like that and they're going, are you crazy? You know, we can't do stuff like this. Well, now you can do stuff like this. And certainly with that opportunity, the website that the corporation has, that drives a lot of people when they're looking for a potential site for a business. Montgomery County really has its nose right in the middle of things.
Yes, yes. I will kind of put out a little teaser for this. The distance learning program, which I've talked about here a couple of times, the equipment has been purchased. They're working on installing and working to train staff members. But this school year will be the first ever CNA class for high school students in the state of Illinois that incorporates distance learning. We will be the first of its kind in the state of Illinois Montgomery County.
And this is only the beginning of this.
Yes.
This thing is going to explode. And don't be surprised that this is going to be the future of education.
Distance learning, as resources get more scarce, they're going to have to find ways to still deliver educational opportunities with less students in places far away. And so one of the ways they can bridge that gap is through using technology, distance learning, video conferencing, those types of opportunities.
And, you know, talking about education, which to me is top notch. If you don't have an education, your chances of advancing yourself are very void, because you've got to have that education. And here we sit with Lincoln Land and these places, and people that have to work, they can go to night classes. You know, with the computer world and stuff now, there's all kinds of education right at your fingertips.
Yep, there's lots of opportunities right here at home and right here in Montgomery County.
So what's coming up here in the next 6 months or something that's big for the Economic Corporation?
Well, for some of you, you may remember back in 2008, we hosted the first ever Montgomery County Summit, and we are preparing to host our second Montgomery County Summit. It has been set for Wednesday, October 26th at Lincoln Land Community College in Litchfield. They've agreed to host, and so we're very excited about that. In the next few weeks, we have successfully secured another national speaker, and we will release that name publicly, but I'm going to keep that under under my hat for right now. So we hope to break our attendance record. Last time we had about 100, so we're hoping maybe have 125, 150 this time.
That'll be in the Long Auditorium, Charlie Long Auditorium?
Yes, it will be. Okay. And we will have the speaker come, we'll have guests, and then we'll have some breakout sessions and hopefully get people pumped up again. I know from 2008 there was at least one small group that took off from that and continued to meet on their own and are really changing some things in their community. So I hope we get some more people to start thinking out of the box at this event as well.
So folks in Montgomery County, if you think things aren't happening, you're wrong, because things are happening. You just don't always hear about it or necessarily see it on the broadcast or on the front page, but things are happening, and that's the good news. There's an underlying confidence, and I don't think our glass is half full. I think it's three quarter full, to be honest with you, Amanda, because I think we've got an awful lot to offer. One thing I've always believed is that this is a great place to live, to raise your kids, even if you decide, even if your work takes you out of town, which we hope it doesn't, but let's just be honest, it does for most folks. But it's still a great place to live. The economic factors here, a lot better in a lot of other places. So Montgomery County and certainly our surrounding counties, good places to raise a family.
Yes.
Excellent places.
And we're as I stated earlier, we sit here in the Hillsborough-Litchfield community and two hospitals within 10 miles or 15, 20 minutes of both communities. But our proximity to Springfield or St. Louis, if you need care that can't be provided here, specialist of any kind you can think of in Springfield or if you choose to go to St. Louis, we're very fortunate.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Amanda, well, we've got just about a minute to go. Let's talk a little bit about extension. What's coming down the pipe here with extension? There's going to be changes, obviously.
Well, for many of us, our new job started on July 1st, mm-hmm. and that includes myself. And so I am now spending part of my time in Christian, Jersey, and Macoupin counties. And so it's an exciting adventure. We also are still in the transition with some of our support staff roles. Hopefully you've been seeing more of us out at the fairs this summer. I've been doing my time at a couple of different county fairs, which is always a great experience. I'm learning lots. I consider myself a little bit of a city slicker, so some of the animals scare me a little bit, but I'm getting used to that.
but again, it's an opportunity for you to experience new and different things and to bring a different aspect to the job.
One of the things I already said after I went to my first meeting in Jersey County is I can't wait to get some people from Montgomery County that I know and Jersey County in the same room, because the opportunities and the ideas that those people would brainstorm and create, I just couldn't even think of.
Just the innumerable ideas that they could bring to the table and say, hey, have you thought about this and have you thought about that, and maybe we could combine forces here. I think it's taking that lemon and making some lemonade, could be a pretty good tasting lemonade by the time it's all done.
Yes, maybe a little pink lemonade.
Maybe pink lemonade too.
Add That's another true. Flavor
there
too.
There you go. There you go.
Be very contagious.
Yes.
Hey, keep up the good work, Amanda.
Thank you.
Amanda Cole from the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation, also at the University of Illinois Extension Office, a lady who has been very, very busy for quite a while, and we appreciate your time coming in today. That's our program brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. Uncle Ralph?
Yeah, I just wanted to add a quick congratulations to Heather Hampton Nodal and her decision to spend more time with her family and stuff and pick up that hammer and saw and build a house.
There you go. That's it for the talk show on this Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us. Stick around. The man, the myth, and the legend, Earl Sarles, coming up next here on AM 1540.